White, J.E. White, Emma. Potterville, Michigan, October 26, 1871. We left Battle Creek Monday noon, designing to see you ere this. But on second thought, we concluded it better to return to Battle Creek, get off some things pressing, and get out an appointment for Wright 1 week from next Sabbath. Then all the churches can be notified, and we can have a general meeting. All who desire to meet with us can have the privilege. If we came now, we could only tarry 2 nights. We shall not be compelled to be in quite so big a hurry in 1 week from now. Hattie came thus far with us. She will return and wait, and she will come with us when we come in 1 week. Dear children, I feel the necessity of drawing nearer to God. We have been perplexed on every hand, and in a state of great uncertainty, which has disheartened us and worn upon us much. Your case has cost us much anxiety. What to do for you, or what to say, we could not tell. Last Sabbath, I was especially convicted by the Spirit of God that I must consecrate myself anew to Him and cast all my care upon Him. Your father has had many cares and burdens, and I have failed sometimes to help him in the best way I could. Scenes that occurred at Wright Camp Meeting, when you came to me with your complaints in an excited manner, stirred up with strong feeling, I let your words have too great an influence upon me. I gave up to my feelings, which brought great burdens upon your father. He humbled himself to confess to me, to relieve me, which I think he ought not to have done. I feel bad every time I think of it. Edson, Father has heavy burdens to bear, and the least we can do in the matter is to help him share his burdens instead of adding to them. We have unitedly taken hold anew of the work of God. My breast has been exceedingly painful. The worst results were to be feared. My left arm was nearly useless. Your father and myself dedicated ourselves anew to God, united our efforts, our prayers and faith, and God has heard us pray. Relief has come. The pain is greatly relieved. The swelling is disappearing. God is good. Your father and myself are united. Our hearts are one. We never felt greater desire to do the will of God than at present. There is so much work to done in this cause that we need a special help and power from God to move forward under these burdens. We are determined to help each other, be a strength to each other, bless each other, and move forward trusting in God. We shall succeed if we put our trust in God. I seek for a broken heart and contrite spirit. These He will not despise. Dear children, it is too late for us to allow ourselves to be diverted from God. Seek the Lord earnestly, and you will find Him. In much love.